Ben ritrovati ascoltatori di Fuori Una Network e Live and Let Fun. Oggi siamo in compagnia di Annie Barrald, questa artista svedese ormai sulle scene da quasi 5 anni, con all'attivo 2 album e che è uscita appunto recentemente con un nuovo singolo, Me and the Sea. Andiamo ad approfondirlo ora direttamente con lei. How are you and welcome on Fuori Una Network.
Thank you so much. I am really good today. How are you?
Okay, here everything is good and good, and let's start talking about your music and your like music project, Full of Keys. So, how long has been starting?
I've been doing Full of Keys since around 5 or 6 years back. So I released my first album in 2012, and then I released another album about 2 years later. So yeah, I've been releasing 2 albums and a few songs.
Sì, allora le abbiamo chiesto da quanto tempo è che suona e sono ormai quasi 5 anni e infatti ha realizzato 2 album. And Annie, I was looking at them and I saw it's Traces of Human and then Grazing Grounds and then I listened to your last single, Me and the Sea. I would like to know what does it change from the other 2 albums in the other that is going to be in the next, in the future?
I think it's a little bit more hopeful and lighter than my previous albums. I've been dealing with like a lot of you know, past events in my life that had been a little bit hard for me. Mm-hmm. So I used my music to create something that was, you know, good to get out of the system.
Ok. Sì, quindi cosa cambia dagli altri 2 album? Il fatto che sia un po' più, forse, verso più luminoso, perché ha dovuto lottare nel passato con le parti, diciamo, la dark side del passato, e adesso con questo nuovo album vede un po' la luce. And a thing that I really like it about Me and the Sea, it's like your relationship with nature. I would like to know if from nature you get some inspiration. I was watching also the previous video, Heart, that there is water and stuff. So I would like to know if nature gives you inspiration.
Yeah, it really, really does. I can feel it when I'm out, like in the woods or by the sea or a lake. I just, you know, it feels like I can breathe better, and I just feel myself and my body better. Uh-huh. So it really has a calming effect on me, and I think that is inspirational to me. That I just like I calm down, and then I get inspiration. I can go home and like use it in my music.
Ok, sì, quindi come si sente anche in Me and the Sea, ma anche nelle scorse canzoni, cioè sembra esserci un rapporto molto importante con la natura, e infatti ci dice che lei trae ispirazione, cioè lei riesce a respirare, a calmarsi, a trovare proprio il suo habitat naturale quando è in mezzo, ad esempio, anche nella foresta o appunto nelle rive del mare, e sicuramente è un punto molto di ispirazione per lei. And Annie, you come from Stockholm, and here like it's so different in Italy. I suppose it's different the music scene. And so I would like to know, how is it making music in your country?
It's really easy, I think, to actually make music in Sweden, since we're still the like third most exporting country in the world that mm-hmm. exports music internationally. So We have, I mean, we have the industry in the Stockholm.
Uh-huh.
It's really alive, and it's easy to find people, find other people that make music, and the music programs are available, and so I think it's like a really good climate to make music in and be creative with yourself or other people.
Okay. Sì, quindi fare musica in Svezia è un bel posto, perché dice c'è davvero una grande possibilità, e anche proprio si sente che la cultura musicale cresce, e soprattutto danno davvero molte opportunità, e anche la musica svedese è una delle più importanti esportate al mondo. And Annie, you talk about like inspiration, and I was reading about you, and I was looking at your Facebook pages, and I saw some picture about Madonna. I would like to know what you think about her and about her influence in the music.
I've loved Madonna and her, well, all about her. I think her presence and her music, and she's really, you know, she doesn't care about what other people think, and she was really ahead of her time when she started doing what she does, both like sexuality, you know, wise, just being like really, really a sexy female, and it was a good thing. So I think she's been an inspiration to me more as a person than music-wise.
Sì, perché scorrevo tra le sue pagine Facebook e vedevo che Madonna era molto presente, nel senso, lei ci tiene molto, e ha detto che sicuramente è una donna molto importante per quello che ha fatto nella musica, ma anche come figura proprio di persona, infatti è una sua ispirazione, soprattutto dal punto di vista umano. And, honey, talking back about your last single, Me and the Sea, I saw that it was a collaboration with Axel Go and Kim Vu. I would like to know, how was it to collaborate with other like musicians? And does this thing like change in some way your sound or not?
Yeah, I think when you work with someone new, it's something that, you know, it always has to change. Because you're just creating something totally new.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard about him before, that he was really special, like unique, and a bit mad. So I was like, yeah, I like mad. So I and then we just talked to each other, and I think that he brings something new, like more poppy to the music. And we're actually working on a new single as well. But it's a really exciting project that we have. So I really enjoy working with him.
Okay. Sì, perché nell'ultimo suo singolo appunto c'era la collaborazione con Axel Go e Kim Wu, e quindi le ho chiesto com'è stata, ha detto che è stata molto importante, soprattutto ha cambiato un po' anche il suo sound, e ha detto che le piaceva perché è completamente pazzo, e le persone pazze la colpiscono e le danno l'occasione anche di sfruttare insomma un po' la loro genialità. So Annie, one more question, what's going in the future, what's next for Full of Keys?
I'm continuing working on another song with Alex Go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a little bit more maybe like a mixture between the old sound of Full of Keys and the new, a little bit more modern poppy sound. So I hope to release it in the spring.
Okay.
And then maybe an EP later this year.
Okay.
That's what's going on.
Okay, quindi sì, per il futuro ha intenzione di collaborare ancora con Axel Go, e soprattutto forse realizzerà un EP, e quindi vediamo un po', continuerà a lavorare comunque al suo sound per migliorarlo. Thank you so much, Annie. It was really interesting talking to you.
Thank you. And thank you for being on the show.
And now we are gonna thank you again and listen to your last single, Me and the Sea.
All right.
I know it's obvious, gotta get away from this fog that I've been wandering in. I put my trust in the silence of the forest at times I thought my only friend. Oh, oh, but I think I learned a lesson, and I think I'd get by with the sound of the sparrow, but I need